Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
TV, delighted to be joined by Frank Smith. Unfortunately, I'm not in the lovely Fontainebleau in Las Vegas, but you are. How is it, my friend?
It's amazing, mate. You should be here. Probably one of the best hotels we stayed in recently.
Is it?
Yeah. I suggest anyone who comes to Vegas tries out the Fontainebleau. I'm not paid for that either. Told everyone I know.
Is this going to be an ongoing thing with the Fontainebleau that you'll be hosting shows there? Is there like an agreement that you'll be working on for that going forward?
It's not a long-term deal, but definitely something we'll look at in the future, 100% for sure.
We'll start on the show this weekend. Matchroom USA, finally back. Pacheco, Hitchens, big card, Sky Nicholson. Talk to me a little bit about how big this is, first of all, for Diego Pacheco this weekend and in his quest for, obviously, a world champion in waiting, is what you and Eddie have both referred to him as.
Yeah, massive card. And look, Diego Pacheco, you know, someone we believe in can go on and rule the sport and the super middleweight division for a long, long time. He's a special fighter. We worked with him since he was just 17 years old. And, you know, he showed in his last fight as well, a real learning fight back in LA, a great turnout there for him and a massive win for him. You know, for Diego Pacheco, he wants to go into the big fights tomorrow. He doesn't want to be held back, but at the same time, he's 23 years old. So we need to manage it at the right pace for him to be able to get the experience to go into those big fights. But I think after Saturday night, you know, he'll be ready against any of the big names. He's got a tough test in there. But, you know, I think he's ready to go. And I think, you know, we're very excited about what the future holds for him.
Would it be fair to say that the next step for Diego Pacheco is maybe, you know, the likes of a Paddy McCrory or a Jason Quigley, because obviously they're opponents of Edgar Berlanga's, who Berlanga came through both of those. Is that something maybe the next progressive step for Diego Pacheco?
I kind of think he's at the next level. Like, he wants to go in with Edgar Berlanga, for example, Diego Pacheco. Like, he would fight him tomorrow. He'd fight any of these big fights tomorrow. So I think we have to see how he comes through Saturday night, how he looks. And then work from there. But like I say, he doesn't want to be held back in any way. He wants the biggest possible fight. So I think we see how Saturday night goes and then decide from there what's next. But, you know, I definitely see big fights this year for him.
Would that be a realistic fight that you would make as the promoter of both Edgar Berlanga and Diego Pacheco?
I think Edgar Berlanga's in a position of, if he gets the likes of a Canelo fight, which is possible in September, say, you know, anything's possible, you know, he's put himself in that position. You know, had a great win in last time out. If he gets that kind of fight, obviously you're going to take that. But I think if those kind of fights aren't there for him, I think that's a brilliant fight between the two of them. But, you know, let's see. And look, when you say about us representing them both, I actually like doing fights between two of our fighters because, you know, we built them up, and you just want to see the best fight the best, and you want to see great fights. And that, for example, is a great fight.
Richardson Hitchens, really kind of, again, another fighter that's maybe in the same position as Diego Pacheco. You believe that he's world champion status, and right now he's in that in-between stage. How big is this for him on Saturday night, and what could it lie on the other end of a victory on Saturday night for him?
Well, look, it's a final eliminator for the IBF world title. You know, there was other routes he could have gone, but you know, he at the time prior to announcing the Liam Parra fight, his eyes were firmly set on Matthias, and that being, you know, him being the mandatory challenger for him. So he'll be the mandatory for the winner of Sobriel and Liam Parra. You know, I think last time out it was a boxing masterclass for him, but at the same time you need to deliver entertainment. And I think Lemos is the kind of opponent that's going to force him into doing that. We've seen Lemos in the past against Lee Selby at lower weight, obviously, in an IBF final eliminator. He'll come to fight. You know, this is his opportunity as well, by the way, to go on and try and become a world champion. So he's going to leave everything in that ring. And like I say, the exact type of fight that Richardson needs. But we believe he can go all the way. We believe he can be a world champion. And, you know, we're in a great place in the 140 division. There's so many big fights to be made. And he's a key part of that.
Just on Richardson Hitchens, one of the first events I ever covered in the US Matchroom shows was Montana Love against Stevie Spark. And there was a lot of, you know, beef between Richardson Hitchens, and I think that was his debut actually for Matchroom. And he was, you know, touted the fight Montana Love. You've kind of split with Montana Love. But do you think that that fight is a fight that's makeable because of the sell factor that it's got? I know it's kind of like maybe a step back, but at the same time, there's a real hatred between them both.
I don't think where Richardson's at right now, especially comes through with a win, that's a fight that works next.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Being completely honest with you, because Montana's obviously coming off the back of the Liam Parra loss. Richardson's going to be mandatory for the world title. You know, I'm not counting it out in the future, but I don't think that was a fight that if we could have made it, look, it was obviously made at one point as well. There was injuries. It would have happened. I'm not sure whether it's in the near future, if I'm honest.
Sky Nicholson, big fight for Sky on Saturday night. We've seen a bit today from Matchroom that came out about, you know, the 10 times three rounds against the one of the best out there in Amanda Serrano. Is that a fight that you believe that Sky can make next if she comes through Saturday night?
Yeah, 100%. Look, that's a massive fight if it can be made. You know, Amanda Serrano is obviously, as we know, a star of the sport. She's got huge backing behind her. So, yeah, for sure, that's something we definitely like to see. But she's got to focus on Saturday as well. You know, Mahfouz are not coming here, you know, to lay down. This is her chance to become a world champion. You know, her only loss coming against Amanda Serrano as well for Mahfouz. So, you know, it's a real fight she's got on Saturday night. So, but, she, you know, Sky is very much focused on becoming a world champion. It's been a dream of hers for a long, long time. Amateur standout, you know, standout star in the amateurs. You know, if she can become a world champion on Saturday night, there's big opportunities in Australia as well.
You know, we speak a little bit there about Amanda Serrano, and obviously a lot of people will be asking the question about Katie Taylor and Serrano. Is there any discussions on that? Is there anything that's possible in the future for that? Or is it full focus on if Sky comes through Saturday night, it will be Sky Nicholson and Amanda Serrano?
I think the difficult thing, you know, with Serrano is obviously the discussion around 12 three-minute rounds. Obviously, Katie's done her whole career 10-2s. You know, I don't see that being too likely right now. I'd love to see the fight again because it was an amazing fight. But the first fight at Madison Square Garden was a sensational fight. So I'd love to see it again. But I don't know. Let's see.
I'm putting two and two together here, Frank. But obviously the Irish
card equals four.
Yeah, hasn't been announced for Katie Taylor. You're in Vegas. Katie was with you guys last time you were in America on the Conor Benn show in Vegas. Is there a possibility that we don't see the Dublin show and Katie Taylor maybe gets her dream of fighting in Las Vegas?
I think there's a chance she doesn't fight in Dublin yet, but Vegas, maybe not. I think, let's see, we're working on options now for her. you know, she wants to be out in June time, and that's what we're focusing our plans on right now.
And when you say, you know, June time, is that then basically ruling out Dublin for Katie's next fight? And
I think unlikely. You've obviously seen Gary Cully's been announced on the undercard of May 25th. Paddy Donovan as well has got the fight against Lewis Ritson. You know, I think we want to get back to Dublin at some point, but I don't think it will be next.
Discussion still ongoing with Chantal Cameron, or is that dead in the water?
No, I did that. No, yeah, that's not happening. Unfortunately, it's a fight we would love to have made, but no, that's not happening.
We obviously haven't spoken to you in a while, Frank. Just have to get your thoughts on the Conor Benn situation. I know that probably legally you're not allowed to say much, but is there any further update at this present time?
No update right now. You know, as soon as we can talk about it, we will. You know, all the parties involved in that situation, be it the Boxing Border Control, UCAD, NADP, you know, Conor Benn, no one's made any statement because of the confidentiality around it. The reality of the situation is, Matt, as ourselves, we want to see Conor Benn back in the UK. He's in the top four names of British fighters right now, and that very much is our focus. We want to see that happen, and hopeful we can get that done.
Is it more likely that we see him again maybe in the US next and then with a view to coming back to the UK after that?
I don't know. I think let's see how the next couple of weeks go. Lots going on in the background, lots, you know, the parties involved in it. Like I say, we're kind of a third party in this where we're not directly involved in the discussions. But look, hopefully as soon as we can make some talk about it and then we can speak about it more in depth, we will. You know, it's never easy. Everyone wants answers, but unfortunately the situation doesn't allow that right now.
With the prize fighter falling through, what's the situation there with the fighters that you guys have on that, and also with the prize fighter show itself? Is it going to be announced again for a rescheduled date, or is it still going to be in Japan? Is it maybe going to come to the UK?
No, it's still in Japan, just working on it now. Looks like mid-July, and everyone's going to be on it, so working through that now.
Obviously, I just need to get your thoughts on Ben Shalom's comments. First of all, just on Ben saying that he would like to sit down and meet Eddie.
What, as a fan or something? Like,
do you believe it happens, though, Frank? He's like...
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
If we rewind back 6 months and I asked you the question of, well, maybe 9 months, if I asked you the question of, would you sit down with Frank Warner around the table, you'd probably laugh at me and say, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, I had this discussion the other day. We still did deals with Queensbury. As much as we spoke a bit of shit, like, you know, said this about them, they said this about you, you're a T-boy, you're the, you know, we still made deals happen because we do good business. You know, that's what we're all about. It wasn't about ego. It was just about if it made sense. Zach Parker, John Ryder, as an example. There was others as well, but as an example, we did a deal. It wasn't, you know, we didn't go to a purse bid for it. We made a deal happen. So if business makes sense, we would always do that. We weren't best friends, but, you know, we could have dialogue between us. Don't get me wrong. The relationship has changed, but it's not like 2 years ago, we weren't making fights. We just weren't making a fight. The relationship wasn't what it was today. But in comparison to the boxer relationship, we're not the ones standing in the way. We've had multiple fighters box on boxer shows. We've never caused issues. Dalton Smith's boxed on there. Alicia Baumgarten has boxed on there. You know, we want to do what's best for our fighters. And, you know, now, I don't know, it's frustrating because you watch the interviews and it's like playing the victim. Like, we want to sit down with Eddie Hearn and discuss this. It's like, well, you've pulled everyone out of the fight. You know, he's very much a victim, Ben Shalom. Like, he, I don't know why. And, you know, I'm sure I'll get like a message from him crying about me saying something about him. But I'm sick and tired of the fakeness of it. Like, you're not, I'd rather, this is, like, you know, with the Adam Azim situation, I'm not sitting here saying they made the wrong decision for Adam Azim in terms of his career. Dalton Smith beats him every day of the week, right? That's the reality of it. So I'm not sitting here saying they made the wrong decision. They dealt with it the wrong way. And they've done that time and time again. But do that a month ago. Don't do that the day before the purse bid. You know, but again, we're all here doing a job for our fighters. But when he comes out and says things about we're doing it for the fighters, you're not. You're doing it for your platform and your business, which, again, is up to you. If you want to, if that's the way you want to operate, obviously that's fine. I'm not saying that's wrong, by the way, but be open about it. You know, say Fraser Clark, we pulled him out of the purse bid because we didn't want it to end up on the zone. That's all it comes down to. Same with Adam Azim. You know, that's all it comes down to. Again, that's fair enough, but be honest.
On the flip of what you've just said, taking everything on board, do you see maybe why they pull Fraser Clark now and look at the success of Wardley Clark and say, you know what, fair play, you've done a good job there?
But that wasn't the reason they did it. What I'm saying, look, by the way, Fraser Clark, Fabio Wardley, brilliant night, brilliant event, great fight, happy for both. I love both those guys. We've got relationships, both of them, for years and years and years. So I'm happy both those guys did great. Great to see. Anything that's good for British boxing, anything that's good for boxing, whether it's PBC doing a show, whether it's Top Rank, whether it's Matchroom, whoever it is good for the sport of boxing. It benefits the sport that we're all involved in. But Ben Shalom did not pull Fraser Clark out of that purse bid because he thought it was best for his career. He pulled him out because it didn't make sense for him to take the risk. That's the reality of the situation. Fraser Clark back then, he'll say different now. He did not want to be pulled out of that purse bid. He wanted that fight. Fraser Clark, in my opinion, I'm not going to sit here and profess to be a boxing specialist, but at the same time, at Fraser Clark's age, the things he's done in his career as an amateur, granted, but the people he's fought, the level he's been at, the level he's sparred at, and again, professional boxing, I agree, is different. But those last two fights Fraser Clark had did not set him up for that fight and make this huge... And I know he may say different now, and he can say that, I can't say he's wrong, but it's just my opinion. You know, and you can see, he's lucky because he can sit here today and say, look at that great decision I made. You know, because it was a great fight. But if it would have gone in a different way, whereas the fight didn't happen and he lost out, you know, like I'll give you an example, the Dalton Smith Adam Azim situation. Adam Azim is now supposedly fighting Harlem Eubank. The deal's not even done, but Adam Azim to fight Harlem Eubank. And I think Harlem Eubank can beat Adam Azim. And Adam Azim will be earning a third of the money he would have made if he went to purse bids for that fight. So great career move. Well done.
In terms of Ben's comments, you know, he did say he commented on Dalton Smith's commercial value as well and things like this. Do you believe that that's Ben Shalom having a dig at Matchroom, or do you believe that Ben truly believes that he's doing the best for Adam Azim at this present time?
Yeah, look. I'm not talking down about Adam Azim. I don't know him. He seems a nice enough guy. So I'm not like by any means talking him down. But Adam Azim isn't this commercial superstar, with all due respect. He was on the undercard of the last show he was on. You know, like he's not some superstar. Everyone's like, oh, I've got to go and watch Adam Azim. No disrespect. Because he's 21, he needs to be built. But he's not what they say he is. You know, I don't know. Were you there at the Dalton Smith fight in Sheffield?
Mm-hmm.
Did you? Yeah. It felt like a great atmosphere. Felt like a great night. Felt like building something special in Sheffield, you know, with Dalton Smith. He's delivering performances which people get behind. Entertainment. That's what people want to see. You can have a personality, everything, but he's knocking people out. He's done that now at a very high level. So Ben can have this thing about, you know, like Dalton Smith's not anywhere near Adam Azim's level commercially. It's a load of rubbish. Because Dalton Smith's making a lot more money than Adam Azim.
We will move on from this, but I do want to get a clarification on something. If Ben Shalom rings you after this interview and says, Frank, I want to sit down with you and Eddie, I want to sort out the differences, would you and Matchroom be open to doing that? Or is the relationship affected?
No, but Colin, honestly, I've sat down with Ben Shalom. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't like Ben Shalom. I don't like the way he operates. No, but I'm not a liar. Like, I'm not going to sit here and lie. At the same time, I've sat down with Ben Shalom and I've told him reasons, like on a private level. But I haven't sat there and said, we're not going to do any business with you. But we're not the ones standing in the way of doing business. Well, what have we done? Like, I mean, no one can give us an example of who.
I get what you're saying, but I think from a public perspective, he's obviously come out and said, I want to sit down with Eddie Hearn. I want to sit down with Matchroom. If you're not going to, from a public perspective, then it looks as if
I sat down with him 2 months ago.
Okay. How did that discussion go?
It was an hour and a half. And the first part of it was him moaning about the fact that we say things about him in interviews. And I told him to grow up and get thicker skin because, unfortunately, that, you know, like, it's all a bit of fun. Like, you can say whatever you want about me. Like, I don't really care. A lot of people have got an opinion on me. And, like, if you don't know me, you don't know me. But I didn't sit there and say, we're never going to do business with you. You know, it's not the way we operate. If it makes sense for our fighters, if it makes commercial sense, we will do business. You know, so, but nothing comes of it. It'll just pull out a purse bit. So what, I don't know what, but if someone could show us something we've done to not make something happen, please, we can discuss and answer it, but no one can say anything.
What about Dalton Smith? What's next? What's the plan for Dalton Smith next?
Working through it now. You know, obviously we wanted to see what happened with the European title shot because the purse bid could have happened 2 days ago. So, and they only pulled out 3 days ago. So now we have to work on what's next. You know, look, he wanted to win the European title because that was part, look, what he's done, British Commonwealth, he obviously won the WBC silver. He wanted to win that. But it's about now he's at a level with the win against Cepeda, with the likely ranking position he'll go into with the WBC as well, you know, where he's not far off from being in those world title opportunities. So we have to work out next where we go. I think, you know, there's been a lot of talk about all different fights, all different opportunities, and we'll work through that over the coming weeks with him in the scene. I think, look, I think he's on a great trajectory and path. And I think, you know, he's not far off from challenging for a world title, even the latter part of this year.
I don't want to keep you too long because you're a busy man today, but we'll run through.
No, it's not so much my busyness. It's the fact my arms are shaking from carrying the hell.
They're going to be sore. We'll go really quick, right? Fabio Wardley, any discussions with Fabio since the fight? I know it's quite soon, but looking to work with him going forward?
No, I think, we haven't discussed, by the way, is what I mean, but we'd love to work with him. You know, look, we have a great relationship with Fabio Wardley. We have for a long time. He's a great guy. And like I say, I'm so happy for them that they got, you know, what a fight it was. And he deserves these opportunities because he's a lovely bloke, just straight up. And I like the way what he called Eddie in his interview with Coogan yesterday as well. It was quite funny. But definitely we would love to work with Fabio Wardley. There's big fights to be made, so 100%.
Any discussions with Dillian White? You know, there's talk of AJ having a fight in between fighting Tyson Fury potentially. Is that Dillian White fight potentially back on?
I don't think so. No, not as far as I'm aware. But, you know, the heavyweight landscape's a fun one, isn't it? Anything can happen any single day of the week and can change the dynamics of what's next, but not right now. But, you know, look, again, Dillian White, someone we worked with for a long, long time, done the majority of his fights, so let's see.
Frank, I'm laughing at you and these arms, so I'm going to let you go. I have more questions, but we'll catch up.
Been lifting a lot of weights, Colin. I've been lifting a lot of weights, but can't carry an iPhone 3.
Well, look, Frank, thanks a million for your time. Really appreciate it. We'll catch up again.
Wall Street Memes Casino.
I'm fine.
And Sportsbook.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
In my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
In my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.